Welcome to From the Heart, von Herzen gern. In this podcast, I speak with people who follow their passion and do what they truly love from the heart. In each conversation, we make space for honest questions about life, its cycles, and what connects us. If this podcast resonates with you, you can support From the Heart on Ko-fi, helping these conversations continue to exist and grow.
So my name is Steve Perrault. I am from Montreal, Canada. I am 39 years old, and what makes my heart play? Is it the question?
Yes, what makes your heart press play?
Oh, yeah. What makes my heart press play is to take care, well, growing plants, taking care of the plants, at least for now, not here in Los Volcanes in Mexico. So yeah, the storage for the seeds, there's this inventory of seeds that I know how many seeds I have, of what species I have, and I can sort them how I want, depending on the species and the date of harvest.
So like, how did you find actually this heart journey? Because yeah, it wasn't forever, right? We are here in Mexico right now, mm-hmm. on a farm, Las Volcanas,
yeah.
permaculture. And how did you realize that you really like it, love it?
So my plan was to travel around the world for a couple years, and then I arrived here at the beginning of my trip, and I knew I had some notions of what permaculture is, but I never wanted to involve myself too much. And then I arrived here. I loved the place so much that now it's been a little bit more than a year that I stayed here. And the longer I stayed, the more I could see the opportunities of responsibilities and charge of some systems they have here. And since I studied biology, so I had some notions of how to grow stuff. Like I've never done it before, but I knew, like, I know how it works. And at the same time, like, they liked the person who would do this job, so naturally I just started doing it by myself. I don't think they asked me to do it. I just told them, like, I will do it. At the beginning, I suppose it was just more, you know, like something I had to do. And the more time I spent growing the plants, this is very interesting, because you can see the evolution of your work. And it doesn't take, you know, like a couple months or a couple weeks. You just plant the seeds, and depending on the seeds, a couple days later or a couple weeks after, you already see the babies growing. And yeah. Fortunately, there's a lot of babies growing. Like, it's not only one, and then if you fail, yeah, you wasted your time. You just grow them like hundreds at a time. And yeah, obviously there's some of them who's not going to grow. Maybe not because of the care, I'm not sure, but that is a learning as well, because every plants have different needs. So yeah, this is fun to watch them grow and then to decide what's their fate. It's not about it's not about control, but I mean, it's fun to say, like, hey, you are going to go, like, to be well in the garden, and you, like, in the mandala, and you, like, some places. And yeah.
The other day you said that the best learning is, yes, you can have theory knowledge, but mm-hmm. the best learning is out of practice.
I suppose it's kind of micro learning and macro learning, because it's fun to, like, you don't need to study biology to understand how to grow plants. You just, like, try, and then at some point you will know how to grow plants. I think learning about more detailed things, like, yeah, the biology of the plant or the chemistry of the soil or the ecology of the environment, I think it's an extra. Like, it helps you do your job, but you don't have to know. You don't have to know, you can feel it. Because, you know, like, if you plant a seed and then it doesn't grow, well, hey, there's something wrong about it. Could take very long, I suppose, to understand what you did wrong. But in the end, you will know. On the opposite side, if you just study about plants, well, I suppose a lot of people have studied stuff and then they don't know how to apply it. Like, they have an idea of how it works, but the experience is so much more rich. So, yeah.
Does your feeling grow with the time? How everything works together, what the plants need?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, as I said, at the beginning, it was just a job, let's say like that. But it didn't take long. You just like, maybe a month. You just see them grow. And then you're just like, the more they grow, the more you decide what you're going to do with them. You get to learn about them as well. So it's not like I only grew broccoli or like lechuga. Like I grow, I don't know, right here. Could see probably like 50 different species. And obviously, like, I don't know, I know the generalities about them. And the more I work with them, the more I'm just like, oh yeah, you like this and you like that. So there are probably some stories about who's your favorite kid, and you cannot decide because they are all different. Mm. So I suppose it's the same thing. They all have like different needs, different purposes, and this is fun to learn about all of them. So yeah, I suppose the heart or the pleasure I get from working here just like went higher and higher.
What is it exactly that gives you so much pleasure?
It's because it gives me a purpose. Like, I'm the caretaker, so I'm just like, yeah, I need to protect them. I need to feed them. I need to... Maybe they love me for it.
You get some love back.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, even if they don't, there's still this attachment from my part. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of weird to say, like, to talk about like this. Like, I mean, like that exact specifically. But yeah, it just, you know, you did a good job, you know, you can do a better job next time. And yeah, it's not only about them. Well, it's not only about me either. It's like, yeah, this, yeah, I suppose there's a relationship there. So yeah, that's fun.
Yeah. And in the end, there is food for everyone.
Yeah.
Some vegetables.
I think I told you, but the lady who used to take care of the greenhouse here before me, she used to say that, you know, she likes growing the plants too, because she saw them as her babies, and then you watch them grow. And she made the joke very often that in the end, you just like eat them. So like, you know, it's like you're growing your babies, but in the end, you eat them. So it's just like, yeah, this is, well, I suppose not everyone would find this joke funny, but yes. I do. So.
Because you have to care every day. Do you sometimes get tired even when you love it?
Yeah, you know, like I don't wake up all like every day to water them. Sometimes, yeah, they're big enough, they will survive. I can feed, like today, and you can see, like they are starving.
Yes, they are. So I kind of thirsty.
But the thing is, I feel bad like looking at them like this.
Yes.
But yeah. So yeah, I know like I should have, and look, like this one I need to take care. There are some fungi there.
Mm.
So
what do you use for?
For the fungi, I usually use copper sulfate, a solution of copper sulfate. I think I've seen some, and see, like I didn't know that. Like I knew about the fungi on the calabaza, And here you can see there's a lot of this is a mustard.
Yeah, but the other one.
Okay, yeah. This is mustard, and I didn't know the aphids like mustard. So this is also look at that, and beets too. So this is things, you know, like I didn't know. Well, things I didn't know about the plants, because specific plants usually have specific not only needs but plagues. So they have specific best friends, let's say, but parasites.
Yes.
And then you learn more about them.
So complex. But now, like in a couple of, 2 weeks, you will leave this place for a while.
Yes. Yeah.
So you also have to say goodbye to your baby plants. How's that feeling?
Yeah, we had a meeting about my departure. Yeah, I told them that I've done some work here and I would prefer if I come back that the work just like keeps going, you know? Mm-hmm. Like I come back here in a couple months and then like the plants are all sick or like it's not working at all here in the greenhouse. I need to have, let's say, a checklist of what to do. The person or at least, like the people I will tell how to take care of the greenhouse and the plants, I suppose they will have like a learning time like I did. So a lot of observations at the beginning, how every plant need to be taken care of. And obviously, well, I also told them like if they have any questions, even while I'm away, that they can send me messages.
Yes.
Because I don't... Yeah, I'd feel bad to see my work not having purpose anymore.
Yes.
And just like putting to waste. So
yeah, there's also the process of something comes to an end, but maybe something will be newborn or something someone will keep doing it.
And that'd be fun too, to see like that... People who took care of the plant while I'm gone, they just like improved my system, you know, because I'm only one here. I have ideas, as I say often, like, well, to me, my ideas are good, but maybe they're not.
Yes.
And, you know, like someone else would have like different ideas that I wouldn't have like never thought about, which might be better than mine or complimentary or who knows.
Yes.
And in the end, like, I don't want to say keep the idea of like, this is my work and nobody has the right to touch it.
Yes.
Like,
and it has to be this way.
Yeah. Like this, like right now it is my work, but if someone else has better idea than I to take better care of the plants, I suppose it's the same with the kids. I mean, if you don't know how to teach your kids mathematics or something like that, you send him to school and stuff like that. Like, why would you keep your kid from getting educated from a lot of people if more people are necessary to take care of them?
Yes.
So, yeah.
So something is going to an end.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question from my game, Ready to Die, for you.
Yeah. Did you choose it?
No, I didn't choose the question. You choose.
Yeah.
You like.
Yeah, this one. Here you go.
Yes.
That's a long one. Design your resting place. Where does it belong? In a cemetery, a forest, by the sea, or somewhere in between? Are there flowers, colors, symbols, or perhaps no place at all, only wind, light, and music? By resting place, you mean when I'm dead?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, right. And that would be in the abyss. You know what the abyss are?
No.
Okay, so Mariana Trench, do you know? It's the deepest place in the ocean. near the Philippines. I've had this thought, I'm 39, for at least 15 years. Yeah, if my spirit or whatever would stay with my ashes, I'd like the ashes to go in the Mariana Trench. And the reason is, it is one of the few places, one of the places on Earth that is not well discovered. And everything, every time they go down there with submarines, well, not people, but just like submarines and camera, they always discover weird things. Like, it's like another planet. The thing is, it's on Earth. So, yeah, I'd like to just see how life is there. Probably super boring because everything like that lives there is super slow and there's not much happening. But I mean, if it's for the eternity, I will have time to learn about this.
Cool.
And for what's there? Well, there's a lot of water. There's no lights. Well, I suppose I could see, you know, like everything, yes. Hopefully, because if it's only dark, eh. And yeah, there's some fishes, some mollusks, like a lot of life.
Some fishes with light, I think, right?
Yes. There are some sharks as well.
Yes.
Like I've seen, well, they had a study about whales. When they die, they just fall down. Mm. Maybe, like, I don't know if they fall down that deep, but the big whales, right? Mm. So everything that is in the sea doesn't have time to eat the carcass on time before it lands at the bottom of the ocean. And there you can see life activates. They just come feed on the whale. And I don't remember, I think in the 60s or something like that, they tracked a carcass of a whale that they still track now. So I think it's like 60 years or 70 years ago, a whale died and it's still there, eaten by different animals or bacteria, I guess, too. So that'd be cool to stay there just to see what's happening.
Yes, very special.
Yeah.
And it just came, this idea, to you?
No, like, I had it since, probably since I learned about the abyss.
Ah, okay. And then so, you get the idea of like... Okay,
yeah, that'd be cool. Probably a lot more fun than space. Because, you know, like in space, we are not sure if there's life or not. Down there, we know.
Mm.
So, yeah. And it's close to us.
Yeah, right. It's not too far.
Yeah, only 12. It's like, I think it's 12 kilometers deep.
Nothing.
Maybe 14. I don't remember, but yeah.
Do you have any wisdom or fun fact to share?
I think something along, we're all humans. We all have the same needs. We all want to be loved. We all want to be understood by people. And I think it serves while it comes to compassion. Like if you disagree with someone, because I see this, I don't know how it is in Europe or the rest of the world, but at least you can see in the US, like you're either right, like politically or ideologically, right or left. And then if you're right, well, the people on the left are assholes. If you're left, people on the right are assholes. But in the end, we all want the same thing. We all want to be happy. And it's just, like, yeah, we need to be compassionate and to understand from where people come from. It's, I think, being compassionate. You know, like Jesus said, I think Muhammad said it,
mm-hmm.
Buddha said it, like every single prophet said something like this. And a lot of people who believe in or like are very into those religions, I think they forget very often that it is the message, at least to live in a community like on Earth. So yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thanks to you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen. Maybe you carry a thought, a feeling, or a question with you into your day. If you feel like it, you can leave me a coffee on Ko-fi. Thank you.